B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A different Boston Tea Party happening this weekend. New music from Chris Brown and the Avengers are back. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, it looks like a divorce is definitely on the horizon for Carmelo Anthony.
Leroy has your sports.
If you're fiending for some football, I'll tell you how you can get your fix tonight.
But first, the tea is about to get a little more expensive on Monday. Oh, my God. That's when the planned 6.3% fare hike goes into effect. Now, you know, this all comes after all the frustration and anger over the issues with the T, like both the red and the green line derailments, delays as it continues to cause. And so a one-way bus and reduced fare passes, those won't change. But a one-way ride with on the T with a Charlie card goes up from $225 to $240. Monthly link passes will go up an additional $5.50. And a seven-day link pass will go up $1.25. Well, Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu, she's organizing the first of a two-day commuter protest. The hashtag Boston Tea Party Rally. It's going to take place on Sunday at 1 o'clock. The location's to be determined. And there they're going to give out information for the next day's action plan that'll include volunteers at each tea stop during the morning rush hour commute. Yeah. It is just insane to me that you would still go through with this.
Couple things. One, the only terrible thing about that rally is that people are going to have to take the tea to get to the rally. But anyway, Pebbles, I figured it out. I was just on a 20-minute tirade about people not wearing deodorant. Is it because the tea prices keep going up? Because think about it. Most of the smelliest people are on the tea. Leroy, can you post that?
You know, listen, every time I'm on it, this time I got to jump off of a car to try to get to another one.
There's smelly people everywhere.
No, but most of them are on the tea, and it's because they can't afford deodorant because they keep raising the damn prices.
It's a high concentration of funky people.
Yes, I figured it out. My God, please, tea, lower your prices. You're the reason that people smell.
Oh, my God. New music from Chris Brown. Chris dropped his 9th album, a double album called Indigo. Some of the features include Drake, Nicki Minaj, and Justin Bieber. And there are a couple new movies out today. The romantic comedy Yesterday, and then there's a new Annabelle movie. And besides those, the Avengers are back. Avengers Endgame being released in some theaters this weekend with some new footage. After the credits, they're going to have a deleted scene, a tribute, and they say other surprises, whatever those are.
All we need is like 40 mil and we'll beat Avatar. Come on, people, let's do it.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Nicki Minaj is still mad at BET. You'll remember earlier this year, BET had posted an article about Cardi B's achievements that included a comment that said, meanwhile, Nicki Minaj being dragged by her lace front, which Nicki didn't appreciate. Well, she ain't over it, as Nicki retweeted a post yesterday about how the BET Awards from Sunday were the lowest rated ever. Posting, quote, when you go out of your way to be spiteful and hurt artists who have always supported your show, when you'd rather be a messy reality show than a prestigious award show, and when you're still being dragged by that lace. Kanye West's first single, Through the Wire, was a big hit. It was nominated for a Grammy, and you'll remember it sampled Chaka Khan's single, Through the Fire. So you'd like to think that Chaka Khan was a big fan of the song and how Kanye's version came out. Well, not so much. Talking to Andy Cohen, she told him that she was not pleased.
I thought it was a little insulting. I'm not insulting. I thought it was stupid.
Right.
If I'd known he was going to do that, I said, hell no.
Yeah, so she explained how the song came to be. When Kanye was in the hospital after his accident, I guess he had run into Chaka Khan and was like, hey, I really would love to use your song. I have a lot of inspiration behind it. My jaw was wired shut, and like gave her this big sob story about his accident.
Yeah.
So she said she kind of felt bad for him and felt like she was kind of like taking pity on him. Like, sure, go ahead and use the song. Never thinking how it was going to come out. And then when she actually heard it, she was like, that's what you did with it? She said she absolutely hated it.
It was a hit.
I went back and looked. It wasn't that big of a hit. It only reached number 15 on the Hot 100 charts.
I mean,
For a Grammy. I mean, you know, it was a big song. I like it.
Kanye on the mic. Could you imagine? She said, "Boy, the greatest thing that happened to him was getting his jaw wired shut." Imagine if he just went up to her like regular Kanye, she wouldn't have felt bad.
And Carmelo Anthony's wife ain't buying his excuse for why he was hanging out with a hot chick on a yacht in the south of France. So after photos went viral of Carmelo and this mystery woman, he made a video denying there was anything going on.
Some people are married, man. They don't got nothing to do with anything. Y'all trying to expose, y'all exposing somebody's wife, y'all exposing somebody's kids, all that. Now I gotta deal with that. I gotta deal with that with my son. I gotta deal with that with my wife.
Shut the f-
yeah, Lala didn't believe him either. She posted yesterday and then quickly deleted a picture on her Instagram story of a heart with a knife through it. And sources close to them are saying that although they are still together, Lala is devastated. And you'll remember back in 2017, they did separate after multiple cheating rumors. And since then, they've been trying to make it work, even going to therapy. But as
he ain't
right
trying
now,
that hard.
No,
yeah.
As of now, that's all out the window.
Come on, man. See, the great side of being an NBA player is that you're tall and you're a millionaire. The bad side is that you cannot cheat.
You're tall and you're a millionaire. Yeah, because everyone's going to see you.
When you're that tall.
Yep.
You don't have to play in the NBA. Just when you walk in a room, the first thing people do is they go, that son of a bitch is tall.
Yep.
The other day.
You can't hide.
The other day, the carbon monoxide detectors were going off in my house, so we called like the fire department just to come check it out. Mm-hmm. The first thing when one of the firefighters got off the truck, that myself and my wife and her mother all said, we're like, yo, that son of a bitch is tall.
Right.
You know, it's just, that's just what happens when you're tall. You can't cheat.
Here's Leroy with sports.
The Celtics have hired a woman as an assistant coach. Kara Lawson is her name, and she is the fourth woman to become an assistant coach in the game. She's a former WNBA champion, Olympic gold medalist, and it won't be long before we have a woman head coach. I think it's going to happen really soon. We already have one in Ice Cube's Big Three. Her name is Nancy Lieberman, and she coaches the Power. Yeah. And they actually won the championship last year. So
I saw somebody say, give her a jersey.
Give her a jersey. Oh, stop it. We're not in that bad of a shape. Like, come on now. Sox and Yankees will go at it this weekend, which is already a big deal. But it's going to go down in London at London Stadium. But I have seen a few people making fun of the stadium because the seats seem to be really far back from the actual field.
Yeah.
So if you get a chance, check it out. But that's going to go down this weekend. And I had the opportunity last night to go to Julian Edelman's premiere of his documentary, 100%. It was really, really good. Really, really good. Very inspirational. It's about fighting through everyday adversity, honesty, family, regret. And it was done in a very clever way.
What does it encompass? His entire career or?
It goes back to like his childhood, his upbringing, high school, college, going from community college into, you know, Division One, and then into his injuries, all that stuff. A lot of other stuff that I don't want to give away because it's part of, you know, what makes the movie great. But it was really, really good. Really, really good. So it goes down tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Showtime, 9 p.m. Make sure you check it out. There goes your football fix. Women's World Cup, USA and France will battle at 3 this afternoon. Everywhere I look, this seems to be like the game that everybody wants to see. And again, Sox and Yankees in London tomorrow at 1:10, and that's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. So there was a dog named Moose. This isn't the good part, but who in 2017 was found tied to a railroad crossing sign in rural Georgia. Aww. But the good news was that he was taken into a no-kill shelter, and they found him a good home. Unfortunately, poor Moose. Moose's new owner died from a serious illness, Jesus. And he was taken back to the no-kill shelter. And there was actually a photo of him that went viral. It was Moose in front of his owner's bed waiting for him to come back.
Oh, my God.
Well, after the photo went viral, the shelter announced that Moose has been adopted by a wonderful family who will take care of him and love him for the rest of his life. I love that. And that's your good news.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.